Well, in the stage area, it's a lot of people know it from the River Rocks event or Celebration of Water event. It's where we have a lot of events at Riverfront Park. And on October 4th and 5th, when we had the historic flood, the entire field area was, I'd say, 6 to 8 feet underwater. And after the water came up, it lifted the stage off of its foundations and pushed it against one of our large power towers we have at the field, and it broke the stage. The stage ended up being removed, and because the canal had lost so much water elevation, we had a contractor bring 12 to 15 diesel water pumps in to actually pump water from the Broad River across our park and into the water purification plant so they could get everybody in the city of Columbia water again.
And they were using two pipes to do that?
Yes, ma'am. They had two of the main lines. They had a bunch of feeder lines, so it was probably 12-inch pipe that fed into a 24 and 36-inch pipe. They changed it twice because they had a failure with one of the pipes. So there was a bunch of little pipes coming from the river that fed into a large one that ran across our footbridge and into the water plant.
And then pumps all along the side of the Broad River?
Yes, ma'am.
Between the canal and the Broad River?
Between the canal and the Broad River, there were 12 to 15 diesel pumps. And the field was actually covered with equipment. There were excavators, front-end loaders, semi-trucks, dump trucks. There was everything down in the field. That's why the ground's so torn up right now.
And that was necessary to keep the water pressure going, keep the water flowing to the city.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody in the city of Columbia lost water at some point, some people longer than others. But the point of the pumps was so the water from the Broad River could be fed into the purification plant just across the canal, because the level of the water in the canal had dropped so low the intakes couldn't pull it from the canal into the plant.
What have you been doing for the last 6 months in this whole area?
Well, we've done a lot of work around the stage area. It's still probably one of the worst looking areas in the park, but that's because so much work's had to be done to it. We had contractors remove the old broken stage. They also removed these power towers that we're standing on now. They weren't used before, but they were cut down as a safety precaution anyway.
Because the land underneath might have
been
unstable.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. Mm-hmm. We weren't sure about the foundations. These foundations are probably over 100 years old, so we weren't sure how they reacted to the saturated soil. After the stage was removed and the pumps were all pulled out, this was after the level in the canal had risen, so the water plant could pump water from the canal again. We had to take large boulders that we had stored at the north end of Riverfront Park, and we brought them down and reinforced the bank that had washed away during the flood. Actually, the water has come up probably 3 times since October and covered the field area. So every time we'd reinforce it, it'd get washed out. So we had to take kind of extreme measures and reinforce it with boulders this time.
And do you think it's reinforced well now?
I guess we'll see next time the water comes up, but it should hold better than anything we've had before. I mean, some of the boulders are the size of Volkswagen Beetles, so.
And what does it mean to you now that the park is reopening after 6 months?
I am so glad that the park's reopened. I probably get 25 phone calls a day asking me if the park's reopened, but I'm just glad to have everybody that enjoys it. That we have a lot of regulars that come out here every day, and it's good to see the regulars come out again and be able to use the park like they've done for years. So,
and what does the flood, what did it tell you about the meaning of the park and the river for the city?
The flood changed a lot of things around here, but I think it helped show our resilience as the operators of this park and the park itself, that the park and the employees can go through such a catastrophic event. And I think it just shows the strength of our department.